If you would open up your Bibles to Philippians this morning, we are going to briefly walk through a text that is appropriate for today. The message this morning is entitled The Peace of God, and it is taken from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 13. And you may stay seated. You've been standing for a while. You just may be stay seated while I read through our text this morning and give you a brief overview of this text and then apply it to our current situation. And the Apostle Paul writes this, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Now that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hungry, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Let us pray. Father, we come before you this morning at a strange time in our lives, at a strange time in the history of all things, Father. It's strange for us in that most of us in here have never experienced any type of confusion and what some would call crisis like this before. However, historically, Father, we know that this is but a blip on the map compared to many of the things that believers in Jesus have had to face throughout their lives. And so, Father, we do ask you, though, for special wisdom during this time. I ask you for special wisdom during this message, Father, that we can both be brave and honor you, Father, find our strength in Christ, but also find wisdom in what we do as well, Lord. And so in how we navigate those waters, we are going to trust that the Holy Spirit would guide and convict us on. So, Father, be with us now. Be with me as I present this message. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, over the last... This has been very strange for me. When I first heard that toilet paper was being evacuated from all of the stores, I said, surely not. Crystal and I went out on our weekly date day, if you will, and grabbed something to eat and then went to Sam's, and my goodness, there was nothing. And now I have to admit, I take many things with a grain of salt, and I have find the humor in almost anything. And if you've known me long enough, you will find that sometimes I inappropriately find the humor in almost anything. That's why I took a picture of a whole row of socks and posted it on Facebook and said, there's plenty of toilet paper. And so for those of you who hunt and fish, you'll know exactly what I mean by that. But anyway, I find the humor in those things. But what we do notice is that when you go to the grocery store or the stores, you find that this, to most individuals, and it should be to us, is a very serious circumstance. Now, if you go back through history, what we're seeing right now is but a blip. If you go back to 1918 with the Spanish flu, I mean, millions upon millions of people were killed because of the flu. Thousands upon thousands here in the United States during World War I, we see that. And so this is not an unusual thing in the history of our world, but this is an unusual thing for our history, our personal history. This is a new thing for us. And we know that when we go to the grocery store or the supermarket or any type of store and we see shelves empty of things, you realize that many people are very concerned. There are many people that are very anxious during this time. And so what I want to do this morning is I want to show you from the Word of God, from Scripture, that as believers in Christ, that we have nothing in the grand scheme of things to be anxious about. That the God of the universe, whom we call Father, whose Son is Jesus Christ, whom we call Redeemer and Savior, is providentially in control of all of this. Absolutely every bit of this. This does not escape him. This is not news to him. This is not one of those moments where he's like, man, I didn't think of that one. No, every bit of this is in God's control, in God's plan. And so we don't have to be anxious. We do have to be wise. And that's why not for one minute do I want to condemn a church that has decided to cancel services this morning at all. They have to be wise based upon their own situation. And so we want to look at what can be brought about during these times. And one of the things that we find in Scripture is that the peace of God is present during all of these times. In fact, I will say that the peace of God is especially present during these times if we know where to look. If we know where to look. And so that's where we're at. Now, just a brief, and we're going to be moving through this pretty quickly because I've preached an entire sermon series in Philippians. I actually just got done preaching Philippians 4:13 not too long ago. And so, but not with this application, not with this application. And so I want to just talk to you and remind you a little bit about Paul's situation. Paul, during the time of writing this, he was not writing this on the beach. He wasn't with Alex at the beach. He wasn't there. Jody and I talked this morning that Alex has escaped Kentucky and has made his way down south in Florida, right? But that's not where Paul was when he wrote this. Paul was not in a condo, an Airbnb. Paul was not in Las Vegas. Paul was in prison at the time of writing this. Paul was suffering at the time of writing this. Paul was dealing with things that we would never even begin to know what it's like to deal with that. And so as Paul is writing this, he has just received a gift actually from the Philippians. And so he is thanking them in a sense. And so this letter is a thank you to them. It's also an encouragement to them to keep pressing on through their trials. And folks, oftentimes when we talk about trials in the New Testament and in the Scripture in general, many of these trials had to do with persecution and things of like that. But we don't often talk about the trials of sickness and illness. They did not have the medicines that we have. They did not have the knowledge that we have during this time. And so they were dealing with many of these things. The reason we don't hear a whole lot about it is because it was just normal. That was just normal life for them. Life expectancy wasn't what it is. And so that's basically what's happening during this letter. And what Paul is trying to tell them is that even in your struggle, even in your trial, the peace of God is present. The peace of God is present. And then he informs them basically where they can find the peace of God. And so Paul says basically these three points. The peace of God comes from, number one, a biblical doxology. A biblical doxology. What that means is biblical worship. The peace of God also comes from a biblical theology. It comes from a biblical theology. And the peace of God is a provision of God. He provides it. It's not something that we just stumble on, but that God provides his peace to his people. Now, that's important, and I think it's especially important at this moment because many individuals, especially outside the church, but also inside the church, I am afraid are looking for their peace and comfort in every place other than a proper doxology or a proper theology or being provided from God. They're looking for it from CNN and from Fox News and from Twitter or from certain doctors that are coming on there. Now, we need to stay informed, amen? That's an appropriate thing. That's a wise thing to stay informed. However, what I've learned is that what one channel says, the other one contradicts. So my basic assumption is we can turn the TV off and we'll be a lot happier. All right? The truth is we're not going to find peace in any of those places. Ultimate peace is coming from Christ and Christ alone. In fact, one author that I follow on the social media, he's not a believer, but he basically said this. During this time of quarantine, and by the way, we're telecommuting, if you will, for the next 4 weeks. This is going to be wild for me. But he said, during your time off or during your downtime, read fiction. And then he says this in paraphrase, it's the only thing that can bring comfort during this time. Fiction is the thing that can bring comfort this time because you need to escape reality. Folks, that is a load of whatever you want to call it. That is not true. Because the only place that we're going to find peace, the only place that we're going to find real comfort is coming from the Lord. Because he's not going to change. Here's what one of the most beautiful things is that the words that Paul is encouraging folks with this morning in his letter, what he's encouraging with is not coming from a place of peace and comfort. It is coming from a place of suffering. It's coming from a place of imprisonment. And so what Paul is saying, what we're going to find out here, is that the peace of God can be with you regardless of your circumstance. It does not matter where you are, what your situation is, what your circumstance is. The peace of God can be present with you if you follow those things. So let's walk through this briefly this morning. First of all, the peace of God comes from a biblical doxology. Let's look at verse 4 here, starting in verse 4, going to verse 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness or gentleness be known to everyone, the Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, what do I take from this? What I take from this is that Paul is encouraging them to proper doxology, proper worship. He says, regardless of your circumstances, rejoice. Rejoice. Now, let me be very clear about this. He is not saying that you are going to escape suffering. I am not saying that if you rejoice enough and if you pray enough, you're going to completely escape this virus or any sickness or any illness or any brokenheartedness or any. That's not what Paul's saying. That's not what I'm saying. Remember, Paul is saying this in a prison cell. All right? What we're saying is that the peace of God is not dependent upon your circumstance. The preciousness of Christ is not dependent upon your circumstance, your situation. It is dependent upon God, and he does not change. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord, Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Lift up your spirits. It's about our attitude. It's about our perspective. It is about our doxology or about our worship. We're not worshiping anything made by human hands. We're worshiping the God of the universe. And so regardless of our current situation, we can rejoice. We can celebrate. Why? Because God is in control. God is in control. Whatever befalls us, we can still say our God is in control. And so rejoice. Again, I will say rejoice. And then he says, let your reasonableness or gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. You know, part of our perspective or our attitude has to do with how reasonable or how gentle we are as individuals. You know, we can take both of those words. I'll be honest with you, a lot of folks are not very reasonable right now. They're just not really reasonable. We joke about a lot of things during this time, about truckloads and U-Haul loads of toilet paper going out the doors. That doesn't seem really reasonable at the moment. But I don't think that's really what Paul's getting at here, all right? What I think Paul is getting at here is that there is a particular attitude of a believer that comes with knowing that God is in control. There is a particular gentleness, a particular peace, knowing that Christ is in control, that he is holding all things together, and that Christians need to have that sort of attitude, that we need to have a gentle spirit, a reasonable spirit. And then in verse 6, do not be anxious about anything. You know what? One thing about anxiety, what it does or what it should do, it should, as David sang this morning, turn our eyes upon Christ. It should turn our eyes upon Christ. That's what anxiety should do, all right? Instead of turning our eyes on things that are fickle and that will change and that we alter, we turn our eyes upon Christ. And that we realize when Paul, I mean, one of the reasons why Paul is telling them to not be anxious is because he knows that they are going to be anxious. He knows they're going to be anxious. So in their anxiety, he's saying, turn your eyes upon Christ and it will all be okay. And so this proper doxology leads to what? It leads to the peace of the Lord. It says, do not be anxious, but instead pray. Instead pray. Let your requests be made known to God. And if those things are true, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That is a wonderful truth to know. That if you are praying, if you are rejoicing, if you have an attitude of reasonableness or gentleness, that the peace of God is in that. It is found in that. So the peace of God comes from a biblical doxology. But in verses 8 and 9, we see also that the peace of God comes from a biblical theology. We're looking for truth during this time. And so what is he saying here in verse 8? Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. I don't know about you, but after about 20 years of really just filling myself with God's word and being around God's people and all those things, the things that are true and honorable and just and pure and lovely, those things are not found in the world. They're found in Christ. And so Paul is encouraging the Philippians, fill yourself with the things of Christ. Surround yourself with the things of Christ. And that's why I am thankful that we can meet together this morning as the body of Christ in person. Now, I am also thankful, like I said, for technology where people can meet online. All right, I am thankful for that. But I am so eternally grateful that we can meet face to face with one another and encourage one another in this way, because we find what is true, what is pure, what is lovely, what is beautiful in the things of Christ. And one of the things that is Christ is his bride. The bride of Christ. And so have a biblical theology, meaning be in Scripture, be in the gospel. In fact, he says this in verse 9, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. The peace of God comes from a proper theology. What have the Philippians learned from Paul? They've learned the gospel. From Paul. They've learned the good news of Jesus Christ. They've learned how to handle a crisis. They've learned how to suffer with Christ-like dignity. They have learned how to suffer, knowing that the suffering is not without purpose. They've learned what godly living looks like. That's a proper theology. And then Paul says, practice these things. Don't just read them and let them escape you. Practice these things. And the God of peace will be with you. If then, this will happen. So the peace of God comes from a biblical doxology. The peace of God comes from a biblical theology. And the peace of God on the whole comes and is provided by God. Starting in verse 10. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hungry, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. We find the peace of God is a provision of God. It's a provision of God. Folks, we are not going to find the peace of God in anything that the world is going to offer us. Not during this time. All right? We can be hoping and praying for vaccines. We can be hoping and praying for the right medication. We can be hoping and praying for all sorts of things, for people to keep their distance, for the supermarkets to once again fill up with the things that we desire. But our hope and our peace is not coming from that. Our hope and peace is a provision of God, and it only comes from God. And so one of the things that I would have you do during this time and throughout life, this is not something that we want to forget after this circumstance is over, however long this is going to last. There's two things that we want to realize. That number one is this: we keep our eyes focused upon Christ. But number two, we will learn from this experience. Listen to what Paul says here. Whatever situation, it says here, I have learned, and by his implication, he's learned this through his life, through his suffering, and also through his joys, through his successes. It says, I have learned that in whatever situation, I am to be content. It does not matter about the circumstance. It does not matter about the circumstance. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. Now, what does it mean when Paul says, I know how to be brought low? What he means is, I know how to handle that in Christ. I know that if I am brought low, I know how I can handle that. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty. Folks, there is an art to remaining humble when we are in a situation where we have everything we need. There is an art form, if you will. It is a gift to be able to have everything that we need and still lean upon the creator of the universe. Because we are prone in our wandering that when we have everything that we need, we falsely imagine that we don't need God during that time. Folks, that would be a terrible place to be. But Paul has learned this. I know how to be brought low. I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hungry, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. What he means by that last line is I can handle all of these situations because Christ is the one who's given me strength. And so here's what I would say during these days, these weeks, these months ahead. Do not waste this time that we have during this crisis, because God is going to use this to teach you. You may not get sick at all during this time. You may not. I hope you don't. But he's still going to teach you. If you do get ill, he's going to teach you through that. God's peace is a provision regardless of the circumstance that we're in. And so we trust Christ regardless of the circumstance. We rejoice in Christ. We seek his word. We dive in his word. We pray. I am thankful that recently they have declared today, March 15th, a national day of prayer specifically for this situation. Now, folks, we don't need the federal government to tell the church that today is a national day of prayer. We're going to pray anyway. But I am thankful that there is a special appointment for it, because maybe this will encourage individuals who do not make a habit of going to the Lord in prayer will make this a habit. So we pray. And so during this time that we're facing right now, all right, when there's really some unknowns, we don't know all that's going to happen, you know. And here's the strange thing. We're taking all these precautions, and in the very end, we're going to find out possibly that the mortality or the pain and the suffering caused by this situation is going to be minimal compared to other things. And individuals are going to say, well, see, we didn't need to go to those levels, right? And my answer to that is one of the reasons why the pain and the suffering wasn't as much as it could be is because we went to those levels to prevent it. And so we want to be wise during this time, but do not lean into the ways of the world. Lean on Christ. Turn our eyes upon Jesus during this time and trust Him in all things. Focus on a proper doxology. Focus on Christ. Focus on a proper theology. Be in His Word. And remember that in all things, Christ is providing the peace, not the world.